Hey, let's do a chart review. Dr. Ahmed, AHMED, Hebrew Emergency Room, date of admission, 9/17/2023. This is CN, is a 65-year-old woman with known history of heart disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux, a history of myocardial infarction 9 years ago with a stent placed. Subsequent stent placed, 5/23, admitted to the Cleveland Emergency, Texas Emergency Hospital in Cleveland with chest pain, shortness of breath. Apparently, this has been going on for some time. Patient had been scheduled for a cardiac catheterization on the 18th period. New paragraph. Patient stayed at Texas Emergency, Cleveland Emergency Hospital, or Texas Emergency Hospital for 24 hours and then subsequently was transferred to Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. On the 17th at approximately 7 p.m. The nurse's notes indicates that patient was alert, awake, and no distress. Medications were refilled. Lab showed negative CPK troponin. HNH was 13 and 41. Chest X-ray within normal limits. EKG within normal limits. New paragraph on the 18th. Patient was stable, transferred to the cath at 10:30 a.m. Cardiac catheterization was carried out, which showed evidence of results indicating LAD patent. Stent in place, 70 to 80% stenosis, circumflex artery. RCA has a 70 to 80% stenosis. This was a somewhat difficult cath, and intravascular ultrasound was shown, was used to better evaluate patency of the vessels. The recommendation post-cath was aspirin, Plavix, low-dose Xarelto, and evaluate for coronary artery bypass graft to the RCA and OM1 branch. Period. Patient subsequently was transferred to the floor after patient was observed in the cath unit. Shortly after transfer, no, patient later on the floor started having severe growing pain, right-sided growing pain. CT abdomen and pelvis showed a rather large, pseudoaneurysm along with a clot of in 12 centimeter by 6.5 centimeter by 12 centimeter in size at 4 p.m. on 9/18/2023. At 6 p.m. 9/18/2023, H&H had dropped to 11:35 from 14:43. H&H at 5 a.m. on 9/18/2023. Period. Doppler showed pseudoaneurysm at 6 p.m. Patient had a terrible night associated with abdominal cramping, diarrhea. Patient had to be helped to the bedside commode with Dr. Ahmed AHMED's permission. And required pain medication for the growing, large growing hematoma, period. New paragraph on 9/19/23, patient H&H had dropped to 9.6 and 30.1 now. Wax stools were positive, but nurses reported brown stool. Repeat ultrasound and CT scan showed that the clot in the right groin may be slightly smaller.
Okay.
Dr. Ahmed ordered transfer after the guaiac stool results were back. Dr. Ahmed ordered transfer to Kingwood HCA on or about 10:40 a.m. As well as applying pressure to the growing site, growing incision for 15 minutes. Patient had been type and cross times 2 units of packed RBCs on the 18th, but no blood was given. H&H was checked one more time at approximately 10 a.m. on the 9/19, which was 9/28. During this time, and notes indicate that Dr. Ahmed was present by bedside till the time of transfer of 15:10 and 9/19. Patient continued to have pain in the right groin. The groin was felt to be hard to touch by the nursing staff. Pain was reported at 10/10. There was no evidence of frank blood per stool at any time. The CT scan did show a 4-point centimeter aortic abdominal aortic aneurysm, but the assessment was incomplete since only a pelvic ultrasound was ordered. Patient did not complain of severe abdominal pain consistent with the ruptured aortic aneurysm. Hello. Patient subsequently was transferred as was noted. Thank you.